Hello, and welcome to the 12th episode of the Inner Peace Series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. We have previously touched on archetypes in this series, which, according to Carl Jung, are elements of the collective unconscious. Great, you might say, but what does that mean? By analyzing many works of mythology, folktales, paintings, religious legends, and other such resources, Jung drew a conclusion that undeniable similarities between many myths and legends in different cultures means that there is a collective aspect to our psyche which we are normally unaware of. It's as if artists, or cultures to be more accurate, at times have been able to gain access to a consciousness which is shared by all humanity. And archetypes, such as the mother archetype, the hero archetype, or the child archetype, are simply elements of this collective consciousness which normally humans are unconscious of. Hence it is called the collective unconscious. This all sounds very complicated, and to be honest, it is. But it hints at one of the most amazing aspects of our spiritual being, collectivity, the main quality of the fifth chakra. Let's start the episode with a short meditation. Go to where you usually meditate, sit down comfortably, and raise your kundalini with your hands. Ask in your heart, Mother, please take me into meditation. Please bring my attention to the present moment. The Vishuddhi chakra corresponds with the cervical plexus. On our hands, we feel it on the index fingers, and it controls our neck, arms, mouth, tongue, and face. It is placed on the level of our neck and throat. It is because of this chakra that we feel the manifestation of our kundalini and our chakras on our hands and on top of our head. The Vishuddhi allows us to be our own witness, to be separated from our problems and worries, and just enjoy the drama of our lives. In some ways, it allows the qualities of our spirit to manifest in our daily lives. But there is much more. this chakra is even more complicated than the heart. A person with a healthy Vishuddhi chakra neither feels guilty nor is arrogant. He or she is sweet and playful while observing a natural chastity. But most importantly, a person with a good Vishuddhi is collective. Beyond having the capacity of making good relationships with others, such a person is collectively conscious. That is, conscious of what normal human beings are unconscious of. Such a person is aware of the movement of the Kundalini, the mother archetype, and has a sharper consciousness. They are conscious of the all-pervading power of God, which flows through everything. It is because of this higher consciousness that you feel the cool breeze on your hand and on top of your head. Now raise your Kundalini with your hand to the top of your head. Let's sit in meditation for a little while. Put your right hand on your neck and ask in your heart, Mother, please clear my Vishuddhi chakra. Now let's do a little experiment. As we are sitting in meditation, let's put our attention on a great person. Say, Martin Luther King Jr., the African-American civil rights activist. Put your hands out and see what you feel on your hands and on your fingers while having your attention on Martin Luther King. Now, let's switch to a terrible person, Adolf Hitler, for example. See what you feel on your hands when putting attention on Hitler. Do you feel the difference? I won't tell you what you are supposed to be feeling. I'll leave it up to you to decide. We're reaching the end of this series, only two more episodes to go. So join us next week as we talk about the sixth chakra, the Ajna chakra.